Everybody in class, in my radio class, I said, look, we'll get to the orange juice boxes a little bit later. We got to make sure everybody's got the bag or the box on the front of their desk. We make sure we bring a Valentine for everybody. And then a little bit later in the show, we'll get to open our cards and eat a little candy. Is that what's going on at your place today?
That's right. Celebrations. And who would have believed it would be like 55 degrees? So some outside time today. I saw some really cool Valentine's boxes coming in. I know everybody's having a great day.
Get outside, enjoy that recess. If it's going to rain, rain a little bit tonight. Well, tomorrow will be sunny. That's fine. It's only going to be 66 tomorrow. Is that okay?
It's only 66, shorts and T-shirt.
Let's have some fun. Let's make sure all that Valentine's candy gets run out of the system. It's not as tough as Halloween or the day after Halloween, but we know that's always some fun as well. Well, here we are, and we've already hit Tuesday of this week, but we know Monday of next week means, well, no school.
Correct. President's Day.
And everybody gets a little bit of a mini spring break there, and everybody gets a chance to catch their breath. So what goes on in the school building when there is no school on a President's Day Monday?
On Monday, Mr. Tommy, our lead custodian in the building, he'll be here working hard, making sure the building's ready to go for Tuesday whenever everybody returns. The building will be pretty quiet, but we appreciate all that Mr. Tommy and the team do here.
And you can't do it alone. We know having a great staff always helps keeping that building humming along. And, kindergarten through sixth grade there. So you've got all of the activity going on. Tell me who's reading the most in your readathon.
Oh, right. Yeah, we just concluded our readathon. We had a lot of people doing a lot of reading. We broke our record from last year, which was outstanding. Just set a new mark school-wide. Our third grade class read the most total minutes, so that was really exciting. And we had a lot of reading going on in the fifth and sixth grades too, so really proud of all the reading that the kids did.
Now,
broke the record.
Do you bribe them? How does this work? You have to dangle some kind of carrot, don't you? It's just not like, okay, ready, read. There's got to be some kind of ins and outs here.
Yep. Big shout out to our PTO. We have our president is Heidi Schultz, and then Whitney Rutz does a lot with our readathon as well. And so there's a s'mores ice cream party coming.
Oh.
Later this week, and the number I can give you is the Mrs. Melwood's class. They won it. They had read 13,062 minutes.
Wow.
Yep. So lots of time. So a well-earned s'mores ice cream party, courtesy of our PTO.
Well, that's very good. Now, that was the overall school winner. Did you have winners by each grade, or did you just look for the grand champion here?
Grand champion. I can tell you that our 5-6 homeroom had about 9,000 to 10,000 minutes. It was a little under 10,000. So our fifth and sixth graders are doing a lot of reading with it as well.
Very fun. And again, they all win. They just, not all of them win the ice cream prize. Anytime you can read a book, you get a little bit smarter there. The Marlin Dragons are led by Aaron Ritter. He's our guest this afternoon. He'll be shooing them out the door here in the next 15 minutes. So we better hurry up and get you going here. How important is project-based learning to your group out there? That's what you've based everything on here since 2020. Tell folks, if they're not sure or if they haven't heard that term before, how it works and why is it special at Marlin Elementary School?
Yep. Thanks for asking. We do a lot of project-based learning. It's really cool. It starts with a driving question that the students often set. And so we try to start with the question and then address a real-world situation. So the students may be doing math or banking or language arts in terms of writing. For example, earlier this year, our second and third grade classrooms did a playwright project. They wrote plays, and then we had a culminating event where families and parents could come and see the plays in action, and that was really cool. And then they got to go see a play in town.
Field trip.
Field trip. That's right. Yes.
What's better than that? When you can go to school and not have to go to school, that's the best part. But the joke's on them. Like we're laughing about the reading. They go see all this and experience it all, and they are learning. They just don't know it.
Correct. It's really a fun part about it. Right now, those same second and third graders are thinking about how they can gain skills and hobbies to be more balanced in terms of their wellness, physically and mentally. And our media specialist is working on a PBL around dental hygiene. She had a background as a dental hygienist before becoming a media specialist. And so we're going to try to work that into a PBL here this semester too.
Aaron Ritter is our guest. He is the principal, the Marlin Dragons. And they are busy, and you are busy. Let me see here. I have to rewind back to last week, late in the week, because you had some new faces in your building. Well, they're not going to be new for much longer, because once the school year starts in August, the new crop of kindergartners will be in. How was your open house?
Oh, it was a blast. We had about between 10 and 15 families stop by during the evening. It's always exciting to see the new Marlin Dragons. Marley made a special appearance.
Oh.
Marley the Marlin Dragon. So the new students could get their picture taken with Marley. So we were especially glad for that special guest appearance. And our PTO, again, was here in the building, and students got to connect kind of within the community too. But it's always super exciting to have the new kindergartners coming through and walking the building, maybe for the first time or maybe with an older brother or sister who's already here. And it's always exciting whenever they turn the corner and see Marley. That's pretty special whenever that happens.
It's fun too. It kind of takes that, wow, this is a big unfamiliar place,
right,
and take that feeling away from it. And you know, I always joke on Top the Hill. Heck, I've been in Bloomington since 1993. I know where Marlin is. Why don't you tell everybody what neighborhoods you guys serve and exactly where you're at?
Yep. Yeah, we're nestled in right above Memorial Stadium, just a couple miles north of there on Bethel Lane. If you go up Old 37, then you can. There's signs there, and we kind of on that Bethel Lane cut through between Old 37 and then Unionville. We serve areas around Bloomington High School north, north of the bypass, and then over towards the Unionville area.
And for folks that want more information, simply go to mccse.edu/Marlin, and you can figure out all of the ins and outs. We have so many new people coming into town, Aaron. I know you talk to them and see them all the time as well. We're trying to take away the fear and everything else, so you can just go and figure it out. It's already a big deal if you got to send your first one to kindergarten. Let's try to make it easier. How long have you been
That's
at Marlin,
right,
and how comfortable are you?
No, you're exactly right. This is my second year at Marlin, and it is a very friendly place. So it's the kind of place where you can ask questions, and people are helpful. And I remember my son goes to a different school in town, but he's a third grader. But I remember whenever we were taking him to the kindergarten open house and preparing for the first time, he would go to school, and I remember he was ready and I was not, but we were glad that he was going to a friendly place, and Marlin's a friendly place, and asking questions, and saw lots of smiles and lots of connecting, right, because the Marlin community has strong connections within it as well, and we're always glad to welcome in new people and just to add to the Dragon family.
I have a third grader as well, so we're all in this
yep,
together. What else is going on out there that we need to know? We've got the big holiday coming up on Monday, and then all of a sudden we're going to finish up a short week next week, and then March is here. Holy cow, then spring break. My goodness, what else is on? You just went through the big readathon. What else is on your spring calendar that we need to be aware of as we start again? Once we get past, President's Day, things start going awfully quickly.
They do. We hit this time of the year, and it's on the accelerator. So just kind of event-wise, I'll toss out a couple of dates. We have a Marlin PTO skate night on February 21st, so we're really excited about that. It's a great way to connect with other families in the school community. And then I think last year I was on right before our spring carnival, and we just
yes.
set the date for that. Yep. Yeah, you're yep. It was right before it. We're going to do it on April 29th this year. So we're looking forward to it. And then
is that inside and outside, Aaron?
You know, last year we were all outside.
Oh, great, 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 great. Yeah, yeah, I just didn't. Yeah, I couldn't remember because sometimes you do half and half because Mother Nature's yeah. not always 66 right. in sunshine right. on your specific day. But no, that's great because it's always right. fun to get outside and enjoy it as well.
I remember that. What I mostly remember is the dung tank was cold, but it was a lot of fun. But it was a lot of fun.
Think of the money you raised. Think of that sacrifice. Think of that sacrifice you made. So, okay, great. Now, your date this year is going to be for the carnival?
April 29th.
All right. I'm going to write that down so I can remember that. And yep. I can always go to mccse.edu/Marlin as well and
right.
see all of the great things that are happening. And before I let you go to dismiss everybody and get that parent pickup line sorted out, you, I will see you not this Saturday, but I will see you Saturday the 25th. They have
yes.
roped me in. They have that Cirilla Helm, that do-gooder,
yes.
has gotten
yes.
out her lasso and has rustled me into the MC gig for the 100 Cooks Who Care. And you and your friend Heidi Schultz will be putting on the Marlin PTO team. All right.
Yes.
You can't tell me everything because it'll ruin the entire surprise. Give me right. a little clue of your cartoon characters and what you and Heidi have in store for the big fundraiser, 100 Cooks Who Care, coming up next weekend.
Well, it'll be me and Heidi Schultz and Matt Havey.
Oh, okay.
And, yep. And so dream team of three, and may or may not be some Simpsons characters involved.
Well, then you've already stuffed the ballot box for me. I will be at your – I'm a huge Simpsons fan, so I will be at your booth often.
Okay.
Should I wear my Thanksgiving sweats for this occasion, or should I wear my dress sweats? Because let's be fair, if I'm going to eat from 100 Cooks Who Care, I don't need anything that's slim-fitting that night.
Right, right. I have never been, but I am extremely excited about it. I'm looking forward to the event.
And that event's going to raise money for two great causes here locally, the Foundation of Monroe County Community Schools and our friends at Wonder Lab. So if you would like more information, you can go to their website and figure out how to get involved. If you can't make it, you can still, quote unquote, tip your favorite kitchen. Your chefs are there, the sponsors who make this all possible. Just go to bloomington.100cookswhocare.com, and you will see all of the teams and fun and have a chance to contribute, even if you will not be at the event a week from Saturday. All right, buddy, go drink that magical orange drink. The box of the orange drink, do that. Be mine. Enjoy that candy, and we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Have a great rest of
Thank
your spring.
You. Have a great day.